It's the Real Ninja Reviews podcast. We want to welcome you. Just pull up, smoke up, chill out, relax, and join us for the ride. Smitty Smith, host, co-host here, sitting to my left, Saucy J.
Yo, yo, what's poppin'? Hello, world.
We got my man sitting to the left, Saucy J. We got my man, B New.
Hey, what's cracking, y'all?
The boy Shine Two Stacks coming live from the Spoiler Kingdom.
Yeah, Melly Mel, BKA, MTM, you know what I'm saying? Flexing all through the show.
Hey, the light skin savior of Call of Duty Mobile.
Hey, you feel me? Dev Rico.
Every time you hear a recording, whenever you see anything with Real Ninja Reviews on it, you never know who it's going to be, but you know it's going to be quality. And you know who you're dealing with is going to be knowledgeable. And you're going to be a little bit entertained by our, well, hopefully you'll be entertained by our little silly little antics.
Yeah, what's going on, y'all? We back in this motherfucker. How y'all feeling?
Feeling great, man. How you feeling?
Great. I'm all right, man. My team kind of losing right now, so I'm kind of indifferent right now.
Who's your team?
The Rams.
Hey, we ain't talking about football, man.
I'm talking about football. I include you. Me and Dev talking football.
Well, y'all talk football because...
But dang. Got the ass whooped by the Dallas Cowgirls.
Oh, okay, you don't got
to
move on.
Like, dude. But NFL and college football in full swing. Ohio State won. Michigan lost. Always a great time. And it's crazy. Every time Michigan lose, they bring up Ohio State for some reason.
What's that?
They be like, fuck Ohio State. Like, damn, y'all play Texas. We ain't have shit to do with that. But anyway.
I got touched by Texas, and I'm sick about that,
bro. Why, bro?
I don't want Michigan losing.
Why? You ain't even from there.
I've been a Michigan fan for the longest. You lucky I came from my hoodie. Ooh, I should have been ready for it.
I mean, just because you had a hoodie, what was I going to prove?
Oh, it's a apparel.
It's not even. Okay, you're right. But ever since I can remember, I've been a Michigan fan. My mama's from Michigan, so.
So automatically, you from Michigan?
If I grew up watching them, yeah.
Okay. Moving right along. Hey, man, I got to bring this up, man, because, like, this has been crazy. So, as y'all know, I've been playing Wukong and stuff like that, bro. The game ain't even been out a whole month yet. And they already got DLC scheduled for like the second month of February. And it's not even going to be like, no, you know how DC be like an hour and a half type deal.
Yeah.
I guess it's going to be like comparison, like the Shadow of the Erdtree Tree type DLC, as in like length and quality.
So basically that's gonna be like a whole new game within a game, right?
No, it's just going to be an expansion of what it already is. Like the stuff they couldn't fit in the game.
So they're just going to give you out way more in this DLC.
Bosses, all that stuff. And I can't wait at all. But speaking of games, though, B, man, you hit that the Capcom Fighting Collection coming out next week?
Yeah.
You messing with it?
Probably not. I ain't even going to lie.
What?
I'm probably not because I'm not going to play it, honestly. I'm going to play some of it just for the nostalgia. Then after that, I'm just going to be like, I'm done.
Damn, man, that's crazy. That boy wash his hands up. Hey, man, listen. I've been a fan of them games for years. I'm always going to play them.
I didn't say I wasn't going to play them. My fault. I mean, interrupt you. I'm not saying I wouldn't play them. I just know I'm not going to buy it because it's not worth it.
It's not worth it?
He said he's going to play it for a day and leave it alone.
Yeah, so it's like...
Do you mean like it's not... worth you buying if it's just gonna collect dust?
Yeah, that's what I meant. My bad. That's what I meant. It's not worth me buying because I'm wasting money because I'm gonna play it for like a week and then after that it's just not gonna be played again.
Man, got
even
Marvel
though
Capcom
I do
want
to play X-Men versus Street Fighter and all that.
Yeah, man. Hey, I'm gonna play that. I got two cousins who I play that with all day. And argue like it's a new game.
Well, I'm just ready for the Dragon Ball. I'm just so ready for it.
You are?
Yeah.
Why are you so ready for it?
Because I'm about to mop the floor with motherfuckers like
you ain't.
John and you, if you get it, you know,
ain't mopping me. If I get it, you ain't mopping me, dog.
Yeah, all right.
Say Dev, that. Dev, you're going to mop him, bro, because I'm going to mop him. Then I'm going to mop you, and then I'm going to post it, and I'm going to laugh very loud.
Okay. If you say so, buddy.
Y'all hear it here first. He said it like, okay, sarcastically, but I'm going to be sitting there just like this. When you say running back for the 18th time. When you say running back for the 18th time, be like this.
You better be in that lab, bro. I'll quit my job for this, bro. I quit my job for this.
You
better be in that lab.
That's some dedication.
Fuck, I ain't quitting no job in no damn game. I'll say fuck that game in a heartbeat. I'm getting tossed up like that. For real. Yeah,
that's some dedication to the game. And then they going to have the DLC special guest Superman.
Moving right along.
Never mind.
He was about to say so.
Nah,
Dev was. He was about to say something. He said, "I never."
We ain't getting that.
I have to tell y'all, there is a new shonen that's coming out. Well, it's out now. Ichi the Witch. That's what it's called. So basically, the premise of it is a new shonen, but it does what every other shonen does. It's in a world, but in this world, the witches are all women, but unexpectedly, a boy becomes a witch.
How did I know? Why he not a warlock? Like,
I mean, because in their world, they're called magic hunters, and magic hunters are called witches, but their power source, because they use magic. But the cursed spirits, demons, whatever you want to call them, they're called magic. M-A-J.
With a K, huh?
Yeah, the I-C-K. But they're like demons, what they call magics with, like, I guess, special abilities. It's only chapter one, so I'm still trying to understand it. But I just thought people should know that the new shonen that might be hot, might be not. It's called Ichi the Witch.
Do we know who's the animation team for it? Do you know?
Oh, it's not animated yet. It's strictly manga. So if anybody is anime only, you're going to wait about 2 years for that to come out. When it gets about chapter 30, that's if it doesn't get canceled early, because new mangas have been getting canceled real fast. So we'll see how this goes. I mean, it has promise, even though basically, like you said, he could be a warlock or a wizard. But we'll see how they do it.
Yeah, man. Because that first thing I thought, like, why he not a warlock? Not unless they probably do some shit where, like, oh, he's a warlock, he's evil or something like that. You know how they doing these shonens, man.
Yeah.
They do whatever.
I mean, they're speaking of which. Go ahead. What you about to say?
Didn't Hunter x Hunter come out like last week? The new chapter.
I don't know.
I ain't seen no Hunter x Hunter. Hunter x Hunter be playing games. That manga goes off and on so much, people be forgetting about it. Then it'll pop back up. Then you be like, then they'll get 7 chapters, 10 chapters, and then they'll be like, psyched your mind.
I ain't never been a fan of Hunter x Hunter, man.
You know, Hunter x Hunter fan? Why not? What's wrong with it?
I tried.
You don't like Hisoka?
That's fair.
Like, why are you so horny to fight these kids, man? Like, he's salivating over kids. Like, I don't want to fight you, buddy. Like, come on, man.
You know what he doing. He's a 69 it's more exaggerated. Guy, bro.
Didn't he die? I was reading something. Some dude... What do these big ass earlobes killed him or something?
Well, that's a manga spoiler for people, right? But no, the leader, the Phantom Troop.
I seen like half his face got messed up by a dude.
Yeah, that fight was sweet. I wish it get animated, but it ain't. Because they ended the way they ended. Hunter.
You don't think they're gonna bring it back?
They could, but what I learned about Japanese animation is if the anime ends before the manga, besides Attack on Titan, they rarely bring it back.
Okay, so it'd be a rare thing, but I feel like it'd be like high demand. Like, I feel like everybody want to see it. Like, I know I want to see it. You know?
Yeah, it has to be another animation company willing to pick it up. Most of these animation companies don't ever pick it pick it back up. So, like, gotcha. MAPPA did a solid for Attack on Titan.
Right.
But all the flack they got, I highly doubt they're going to want to do something like that again for all the stress and fan aggravation, death threats.
Well, I mean, man, they turned Mikasa into Mankasa, bro. Like, they was going to get some flack. In turn, that was a manly Mikasa, I'm not going to lie.
Hey, side note, real quick. Brian, why your camera on your laptop? Using your camera on your laptop instead of your ZV-1.
Hold on. Y'all can keep talking, though. I'm going to see if I can fix this.
I can edit this, bro. Just keep going. Just fix it.
You play Overwatch at all?
I tried. Dad nerfed my boy.
Which one?
High Noon.
Oh. Yeah. And gave him a whole rework. God damn it. And a couple characters get some reworks.
And then the ninja dude, what's that, Genji or something?
Yeah, Genji.
Nerfed him. I was like, yeah, I don't want to play no more.
It'd be like that, bro. They just nerfed the motherfucking UUs and you like, God.
And you know, the last time they had him and when they first nerfed him, you know how many years ago that was, right?
Just like, wow. I think that's the only time they touched him. They ain't touched him since either.
Why your camera not popping up? Like, is it dead or something? Brian, where's the ZV-1 at? Why aren't you using it?
It's switched on. Switch. I gotta, while we're recording.
Poor bitch.
That was trash, man.
But nah, but speaking of manga, though, too, JJK, I think it's, what, two chapters left?
Two or three. I'll say two. I'll say closer to
sometimes
the
I
end.
Sometimes I be wishing I read it, but I don't read that because... Something about reading and then watching it. I think we talked about it last time. I just can't.
Well, I
can't, you can't read or you just can't watch.
I can't watch it after I've read it properly. There's something about the element of surprise that I live for. You know, I live for that element, and I don't be getting that when I read it beforehand.
Me personally, the manga, the assignment from manga. If you like read it from a certain point, and then you see it animated. Is more satisfying to me because if they do it right, you like, damn, okay, then y'all follow by the book. But sometimes when it be like dog shit, because like to keep it real, Attack on Titan didn't end like it ended in the manga.
They have an ending in the manga. They have an ending in the manga.
Gabby and Falco was with Levi as his bodyguards type stuff instead of Levi. I forgot what he did in the show at the end, but it wasn't like how they had it.
I think he was by himself at the end, and he went and killed Zeke or whatever by himself.
No, he killed Zeke when he screamed his name out and said, Levi, here I am. And he killed him. I'm talking about when after Aaron died and stuff like that.
Oh,
like,
okay.
When it's said and done.
Got you.
He was, Gabby and Falco was with him. All but right, that's just my opinion, though. To each his own, though. But I ain't gonna lie, Boruto, the manga's better than the show.
Yeah, I've heard that a lot. And I've even seen, like, pictures and stuff, and I can agree, like, it looks visually better than the show.
I don't want to dive too deep in it, but I just want to say this. I feel like the dude that was over, I can't remember his name. Was it Kishimoto or something, Brian?
Over.
Kishimoto. He should, instead of having the new person over, he should have like been with him so he didn't have to take over, because the show was nothing but the anime was just nothing but filler from jump right after exactly. The Momoshiki stuff before that and after. So
I've never seen it so bad to the point where the OG got to come back and he's like, all right, you're doing so bad. Now I got to come and fix it up. He's like, I don't like the direction you took it. Now I got to take it back. That's sick.
Yeah, that's wild. So, yeah, I can't remember that. What's that one? It's a manga out now where like the dude in like he had a black trench coat. And he got a katana. What is it called?
Kagura Bakuchi.
If that's the name, I wonder, I ain't even read that yet. I want to, though.
He has a trench coat and a katana.
Well, whatever it's called. I want to watch it. Why? No. read it, and then if they possibly animate it, watch it.
Oh, it's gonna get, it's one of the more popular ones, so I would say that it's gonna get animated.
Yeah.
They're far my enough question, where it might be considered to get green lit for the animation.
My question is, do y'all know the release date of that that Naruto X Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles collab is coming out?
I think it's I thought it was already out.
No, it's like in next month or December or something like that.
Can't wait to see how they're gonna do that.
I don't have to
satisfy y'all.
I don't have no high expectations. I just wanna read it. That's all.
Yeah, yeah. I know they're gonna do part one version of Naruto.
Yeah,
they probably did that to it'll balance it out.
Yeah,
it's gonna be part one before Sasuke leaves, because Sasuke seems to be in it. So it's gonna be around that time frame of him learning to the Rasengan. So basically, it's one of their side missions that we never got to see. That could be basically what it could consider.
It'd be interesting to see how they get them in that universe.
I'm not even curious. I just want to see it.
He said, "I'm not curious. I just want to see it."
For real, I just want. I don't want to be like, "Oh man, I wonder if Donatello gonna figure out Shadow." No, I don't care. I just want to see it.
I'm going to assume, based off how they do this stuff, that neither character is going to go beyond what we see in their respective universes mm-hmm. and show. So I can't see Donatello doing that. But then again, it's a comic book, and it's basically an Elseworlds story, so yeah. They can do whatever they want with it. But
yeah. At the end, they all do a team, Rasengan or some shit.
They probably are going to do that. Now, that I can see that, but I see mm-hmm. Curse Mark making an appearance, Kurama make an appearance, at least his cloak, and then the Teenage Mutant, whatever is going on in the comics of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, because this is all promotion, honestly. So I think the Turtles movie's coming out. And Naruto, the remake of Naruto is also coming out, so this is really more of a collaboration.
Oh, speaking of remake, like, you know how they did Dragon Ball Z Kai, like to shorten up the story and stuff to get straight to the point? They're doing that with One Piece. So they, because, you know, a lot of people are not going to watch 1,000 and something episodes. Because, like, if I could, I would have waited for this shit. Because,
man, I'll tell you what.
That Thriller Bark shit was boring as fuck. Until it got to the main fights.
Cannot, for the life of me, make it past Skypiea. I just cannot.
I can't. So you don't like Skypiea?
I don't. I'm not gonna say it's bad, but it's boring. Like every time I'm watching it, I fall asleep.
I just got the gist of the stuff with the dude, the little dude with the little black looking dude with the laser gun, and the Enel fight.
Man, I seen him. That's all I know.
The Marshall Mathers looking dude.
That's funny. Most people don't like. Most One Piece fans don't like Skypiea. I was like, I'm the only One Piece fan that likes Skypiea.
Dude, I'm right there with him. Like,
I enjoy Skypiea.
Every time, I'm that's for a guy. I fall asleep and then I'm 10 episodes ahead and then I gotta like backtrack until where I dozed off and it's
yeah, that's really the frustrating hard. Part.
It's hard.
See, I got caught up doing COVID, so that well, not ah. COVID, but not COVID, but you know, quarantine.
Yeah.
So I slept through a lot of the bullshit episodes.
Like, I'm gonna get through it though.
Like seeing a seal use gear level 2 and shit, like, come on man. Come on, man. I don't wanna see no circus animals using Luffy power.
That's it.
But the animation looks sweet though. I'm looking forward to that. That's another way Netflix can rein in some money.
Man, Netflix and they their little new thing with the no sharing thing is trash.
You talking about the sharing the password and stuff?
Yeah. Man, yeah. They're losing all this money. Not
kidding like, about that. And then they just offered me like I already got like the no ads, whatever. They offered
Dude, the $6.99
more. No. It's like $14 or something like that. It's $14.
To share the password?
Oh, an extra $8 to share the password?
No. No thanks.
I'm like, y'all gotta be kidding me. I'm already paying $14. Bro, why y'all doing this to me?
B, check this out. I was at my aunt's house, bro, and she was watching that new movie with Glenn Close where the kids and them all possessed and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And like it was to a certain part, I ain't gonna say it, but like right when she was about saying it, it went to commercial. And I'm like, you sure this Netflix? She said, yeah, this one with the commercials. I said, oh.
Oh.
I seen a whole McDonald's commercial and shit. I'm just looking like, I'm like, somehow this is not my Netflix, but I'm pissed off. Like, how dare you, Netflix? Like,
nah. Netflix is just trying to get money, obviously, but they said they lost a lot of money. But I'm like, I don't think you lost as much
nothing.
Money.
Y'all just trying to calculate how much money y'all would have had.
No, they lost money for the people that had the one cash cow that was paying the Netflix and the leechers that was like watching it free. So it's like,
I get it, but Hulu do that. They don't got an issue. Every other subscription service do that, and they be killing, bro.
And they made a commercial about it, like, don't worry, you can share your password with us.
Yeah, I mean that's a get people.
Yeah, but that was my point though. Like other streaming service, you can do that, and I'm saying that's what I was like, they didn't really lose as much as they're saying. They're just at the end of the day trying to garnish more. So like, if you need another household, you got to pay an extra this, an extra that.
I'm like, or if you want 4K Ultra, you pay this. Like,
yeah,
you raggedy
like,
bitch.
It's terrible, bro. Like I went to the airport and they was like, you're not at home, buddy. We're gonna give you a temporary code to watch this, but we can tell you're not at home. I'm like,
yeah, they do.
Yeah,
that.
I was at. Yeah, they give you like a temporary code for like 3 days or something. If I'm correct, for you to use your Netflix outside of your house,
bro. I don't know, man. Remember when we was at DreamCon, bro? We was watching Netflix, no problem. Like it didn't do that to me.
Was that Netflix we was watching
earlier, and then Prime, then Hulu.
It's probably why you could probably got lucky, because they do it and then after a while they take it away. It'd be like, you're not at your household, update. And then you got to go through that whole updating, and that's annoying, because when you go through that whole updating, you'd be like, bro, why? Why?
Why
Netflix?
Why? Like, why?
Netflix, what are you thinking? When you could have just kept it the way it was and everybody would have been cool. I was like, also, you guys were the one that was picking these weird shows and then canceling them. You would put money into these shows and then cancel them. That's on you.
There's a show on there that I really liked that they canceled. It was only like one season. Have y'all seen Daybreak?
No. I thought you were about to say Bounty Hunter Girls.
Oh, why would I say that?
I don't know. Because that was the original
Netflix
show.
That's your favorite show, man?
No, it was
the worst show they had was that Resident Evil show. It had a black Wesker, and he had a high top. And he had a high top. And they gave him the outfit he had in Resident Evil 5. Man, I was like, thanks, no thanks.
Yeah,
Marvel. They did Marvels with the Defenders, and then they canceled it. They start canceling all that.
They're bringing them back though.
Of course, they bring it back. Whole devil,
dude. Why do you just have random beefs with random characters because they get in the show?
Because I don't have random beef. I just knew that they was going to.
But hold
all of all, I knew that they was going to pick that dude, Daredevil.
Who do you want him to bring back?
You already know the answer to the question, but I guess you want to hear it out loud. I pretty much think that Luke Cage should have been the one they picked first. But I know they weren't going to do that.
Dude was whack as Luke Cage.
So are they bringing him back?
Yeah, they're bringing him back. Well, they're bringing Daredevil at least. Punisher is back. Rumor Jessica Jones might come back. Luke Cage might come back, but it'll probably be a different actor. I was like, oh, God. Are they going to do them racially ambiguous actors?
How are we doing that, bro?
I'm going to pick Vin Diesel.
They need to bring T.I. back as as Luke Cage.
Bro, if I ever
that boy Brian ain't laugh at that at all, boy.
He doesn't even look like Luke Cage.
What they bring? What they bring? Cry Reese?
No, thank you.
Terry Crews. What about Terry Crews, bro?
Terry Crews could kind of pull it off. He looks like Luke Cage, but I didn't.
I just need them to bring the OG actor back.
Walter.
Yeah, he did good. So go ahead and bring
me
back
and you, the only two people. Everybody else like he was whack. I'm like, nah.
I think that whack ass ending did it for me. That's like, oh, he got to turn to become the bad guy. Like,
I just think
nobody liked that ending. I thought that it was cool, but nobody liked that ending where he became the drug kingpin.
No, yeah. that shit was stupid. That was like, where did y'all get that from? Like,
they thought they cooked with that. What are y'all doing, bro?
Yeah, they cooked it all right.
Boys is cooked.
Liked that. Like, even my uncle was like, bro, why?
I'm sitting here I thought it was like a daydream sequence or something, like a what if type shit. But no, that was the last episode. I'm just like,
it was so serious.
What?
Yeah, bro. But then because they released what season 3 would be about, and basically they was just saying absolute power corrupts absolutely. And so they were saying that he was going to have to rework his image. But the problem with the Luke Cage in general is they changed a little bit of his backstory. So instead of him being like a drug dealer, they made him a cop. So they started change a little bit of his backstory that kind of hurt the character.
It very did hurt it.
So I think those were things. Because, again, I always I've said it in past podcasts, I'll say it one more time. When it comes to black characters, it'd be way too much focus on the message. Being too conscientious, too real, too everything, but the most important thing, and that's just to be the hero or save the world. They just be like, we're going to save the neighborhood or we're going to do this, but we're not saving the world. So I think those were the things that kind of hurt Luke Cage. But I still think the best out of all of them was season 2 of Luke Cage.
I agree. Is that the one with Tombstone?
You talking about why I drew a blank? John McIver, Bushmaster.
Bushwick, yeah.
They should have had season 3 should have been Tombstone. That would have been sweet if they had Tombstone.
Because
a Spider-Man villain?
No. He's just known from Spider-Man, but he was more so, he was all over. He's was sprinkled all over.
He's basically, basically what Sean said.
Because he's street level, Punisher, Daredevil, you know what I'm saying? All of like street level heroes. Mm-hmm.
But they mostly put him in the Spider-Man cartoons. Like the one, I forgot which one it was, where he was the big man, the one on
Fox Kids.
Yeah, he was considered the big man. They put him on that one.
Okay.
But they actually, Spider-Man inherited, when they canceled Luke Cage comic book, just for the people who didn't know this, they sent a lot of Luke Cage bad guys over to Spider-Man. Because I was reading a comic and I saw Luke Cage's villain. I'm like, bro, y'all just took most of Luke Cage's villains and just said, here you go, Spider-Man. I'm like, wow.
I mean, but honestly, who wouldn't? Like, if you're going to...
It's in the same city, so...
Yeah, if Luke Cage ain't gonna be a thing, y'all might as well.
Well, they could have done without Luke Cage and Iron Fist. I do have beef with that.
Iron Fist,
trash.
I didn't much.
It was trash from launch. It was a tough watch for me.
I do think it got a bad rap though. Before even came out, people was already hating on it. Before even came out, for one, they wanted Danny Rand to be Asian. I remember that, where it was like, well, he should be Asian. So it was a big conflict about that. Then it went from the actor. So I kind of felt bad for the actor because he's just doing his job. His job is just to act. He caught a lot of flack.
Because the character he played in Game of Thrones, that's why.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of can't go from... Like, if you're known for your image for one thing, it'd be hard to transition into a completely different demographic.
Not really.
You don't think so?
Mm-mm. Depends how good of an actor you are.
I was just about to say that. Thank you, Brian. Like,
okay.
Denzel do it. Keanu do it. Lawrence Fishburne do it.
I'll give you the best example. Robert Pattinson. You know, his role in Twilight. And then he switched to Batman. He actually played a really good...
Okay, but do you think Robert Pattinson can play Iron Fist?
Yeah. I think so. They got the body. The body type, yeah.
I'm only going to say yes because I didn't think he could play Batman. He actually...
Continue. Go ahead, Brian.
Oh, I said, I'm going to say yes because like I said, he played, I didn't think he can do Batman. And he ended up doing a really excellent job with Batman. Oh,
dude, he got the body type. Like, I guess I'd be okay with him playing like Iron Fist if he had his mask on the whole time. Like Iron Fist do. You know what I mean? Like,
I think he'd be a really good Daredevil.
See that too.
I was about to say, yeah, he actually, I think he could play a really great Daredevil.
Try budget for that one.
But they picked their Daredevil. I mean, the guy that's playing Daredevil, I forgot his name, but he's doing a really, I think he did a really
yeah, great job with.
He did good.
He plays Matt Murdock well. Like the lawyer side. But go ahead, what you about to say?
I was going to say, whenever I see him in She-Hulk, bro, I really just did not like him anymore. I'm sorry. Him doing in She-Hulk was...
That's just the whole... I look at it like this. Because how they portray him in another show is not going to make me not like him. It's just going... They're just showing another side of him. But we know when he go back to his show, it's going to be a more serious tone.
I really hope, man. I really hope.
Like,
after that, I just didn't even want to look at him no more, bro.
Because, like, the problem is people reading too deep in Marvel stuff already as it is. Like, the She-Hulk within herself, they're like, oh, she's too playful. That's what her comics and stuff does. Like, what did y'all expect? Y'all thought y'all was about to get, like, in-game material for a TV show?
Yeah.
Like, knock it off. I mean, like...
I think but it was just more to do.
Comparing the shows to the other shows, that definitely was more of like a, like, for example, like Moon Knight or something, you know, that was serious, straight to the point.
That's how it's coming to.
I mean, I agree with the point you're saying. Like, it's She-Hulk, you know, she's
she breaks the fourth wall like Daredevil. Yeah,
she's a wall breaker, you know, and people are just, they're not used to that.
But when that's
the other characters besides Deadpool.
But that the problem is though, they not adhering making these shows for people who enter the comics. They're making it for regular people who just sit down and just watch and enjoy a show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's partially why. Oh, my bad, Sean. Go ahead.
And that's the thing why some of this stuff don't gel well, because they're trying to make them too woke, too PC and all that shit. Like, but they not even being a character that they are because of that. So
yeah,
I was gonna say the only reason why I'm always against the anti-woke mob in the sense when they complain about wokeness is only because comic books in general has always been woke. But there are instances when you watch these shows where you be like, well, you are sending too much of a message. And I think with She-Hulk, I think that show got a really bad rap too, in the sense that people just was upset because, like you said, she was so playful. But also, I think because she was like being better than the Hulk, and it appeared that she was stronger than the Hulk, so people had a problem with that. They also had a problem when they were trying to promote, so they were saying stuff that rubbed people the wrong way. When they said Captain Marvel was stronger than the Hulk and Thor, and everybody's like, ah, just a promotion.
But with the way the Marvel universe is doing Hulk too, like, they're not doing Hulk justice anyway, the direction they're taking with him. They got him getting, like, everybody's shining brighter than him right now in terms of, like, you know, feats. And it's Smart Hulk. Don't nobody like Smart Hulk.
But the problem is, bro, you got to think about everything else too, bro. They couldn't even give him a movie until recently. So, I mean, there's only so much they can do.
They should be giving Hulk. I mean, I think they should give the Hulk a movie, like his own solo movie again. But I think the problem is he's so strong that it makes it hard.
No, they legally couldn't make a Hulk movie. That's what I'm saying. Like,
no, I agree. I think it was because he was still owned by Fox, technically. Yeah. Right. Yeah. So, like, he could be in the movies, but he couldn't. They couldn't. Fox was like, nah, we. Ain't
he couldn't have right. the Hulk movie. No.
That's what I said. They
don't gotta make him. They don't gotta make him like this, bro. Like, they got this man doing like Wu-Sai and shit, bro. Like, don't nobody want to see that from Hulk,
bro.
You don't want to see Wu-Sai on his private island.
He's not gonna be like that forever, bro. It's like that in the comics. There's times where he had control. He lost all other control. Another Hulk surfaced. All that. So
they might, like, in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, they did Smart Hulk. They might do the Gray Hulk now. I mean, that's, I mean, he's technically Mr. Fix-It Hulk, but
right now,
technically,
so.
I mean, I guess you could say that's Smart Hulk too. But, so,
well, I'm interested to see what they're gonna do with this Red Hulk and how he's gonna
beat the brakes on Captain America. That's what they about to have him do.
I mean, as he should. But I mean, but that's got to tie into some new Hulk content coming up in the future.
Probably, because they could do more with the introduction. They introduced Scar. Now they're about to introduce the Red Hulk. Marvel said they need to introduce Blade, but they being funny about that. But we ain't getting into that.
Yeah, I don't understand that. They can't understand that at all. But
I think they're ready. Oh, never mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, bro.
I was gonna say, because I watched that Deadpool movie. Have y'all seen it yet?
Yes, okay. I've seen
just
it.
Just making sure. There was a comment Deadpool had made because Blade, he said, "I'm the one and only Blade," something like that. And then Deadpool made that comment. I'm like, are they about to start finishing up on this Blade or what?
That was a vague thing. What was the comment, bro?
He was like, I forget what he said. He was like, he just looked at the camera and like,
he basically said, "Should they do another Blade?"
There's about to be another one. That's how he looked at the camera, if I remember correctly. And I'm like, is that are y'all reeling in on the Blade? What's going on here?
Man, they ain't doing Blade. Too real.
Man, lean back into the camera view, man. Too raw, like too life. Real, man. Yeah, man. We already know, man. Doing our main messed up.
In fact, it should have been the Blade movie, not Deadpool and Wolverine, even though Wolverine's sweet, though. But they want to do a Gambit movie. I was like, I don't know about that.
Ooh, I just seen some news about
I'll watch it. A lot of people will watch that movie.
They just said on Instagram, I seen a post. I don't know how real it was, but it was like, Tobey Maguire is set to make an appearance with Hugh Jackman soon.
Yeah, I saw that. Saying.
Talking about Secret War stuff. That's where I seen it.
What y'all think about that?
I mean, that would make sense because basically the main bad guy is Dr. Doom. So I don't know how they're going to have Dr. Doom get the Beyonder powers. They're probably going to change it because they probably can't do the Beyonder. But if they're doing Secret Wars, that's basically the Doctor Doom that they're using. So where in Secret Wars Part 2, it was every different universes together. So I can see that.
I said this once and I'm going to say it again. All they trying to do is to get all these movies to have them in one timeline at the end of all this mess. Y'all heard it here first.
Yeah, no, they're probably doing it. That's what the Arrowverse did at some point. They did Crisis on Infinite Earths, and then it became one universe.
Because you can do that with Flash, though.
Because Mr. Fantastic, he ended up at the end of the stuff, like with the that's why the Ultimate People ended up in the 616. Ain't no other timelines.
I got a question for y'all. If y'all know, because y'all know we did Mr. Fantastic was the dude who played in The Office. Are they going to make? Is he still going to be Mr. Fantastic in the new one, or they got somebody else?
They got a new actor.
They got Pedro Pascal, and that's not the same. And that's not the same universe.
Is it different? Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I knew it was gonna be different. I just didn't know if that was gonna have him again. But I remember him supposed to be doing it, and I don't even know how I feel about that. I think he'll do good, but
we just got to wait and see.
It just depends. But Fantastic Four should do well because they should. Dr. Doom is not their main villain now, unless they're going to introduce Dr. Doom in Fantastic Four, which would be a little weird. But
I just hope they have they stuff established before. I just don't want to see a
origin story.
Yeah, I don't. I just want them to see already be established.
See, I said that to somebody else. I said literally that with characters that we know established, like Spider-Man, Superman, Batman, whoever, superhero. We have seen their origin story 1,000 times. We don't need to see it again. Someone that people don't know of, aka the Blue Marvel, for example, that's good for an origin story. He's not rich in history like that. He was created in 2008. So you could do an origin story for him. But someone like the Fantastic Four that's been around for over 70 years, you or 60, whichever one, but you don't have to do how they got their powers. But they probably do that for the casual fans, but even casual fans should know that.
I was going to say, we've had two OG Fantastic Four movies, correct?
Three
OG Fantastic Fours. We have one recast, and this is another recast. I'm going to be really upset if it's another just origin story. We can skip a lot of that, honestly.
Yeah, I said that about Spider-Man movies, like...
Exactly.
They did skip it, though. I'll give
them credit. Yeah, I'm just saying, like...
But the other ones, they didn't. You know, the Tobey Maguire, Andrew Garfield, the first movie was always an origin.
That's okay if, you know, that's the first time they've recasted on it, you know? I feel like they get a little pass.
Like, if they do an X-Men, you don't have to give us the origin of the X-Men because it's
at all
thousand of them.
At all. Yeah, we don't...
And then you just pick which X-Men you're going to use and then go from there because they and obviously just please, trying to play.
Just please don't base it around Hugh Jackman. Please don't. Because, like, that shit... Because, like, if you wouldn't be able to continue to do any other movies. Like, he said, he up there and he getting up there. And the first few years of his life, he was around X-Men. X-Men is X-Men this. So, they should have it to where, like, everybody get equal shine.
Yeah.
Probably got to limit the members. But honestly, I hate to say it, but they probably should focus more on Cyclops. Like, Cyclops and Storm, the two leaders, I think that they should focus on.
I agree with you.
That's the thing. They need to.
They not, but Wolverine's the more popular one, so they're going to focus on who's the most popular, which is going to be Wolverine.
Honestly, Cyclops, he's getting up there in popularity. I wouldn't be surprised if they started doing something with Cyclops.
But the thing is, he always been popular, though. They always call him bitch-ass Cyclops, but you can never say he wasn't whooping shit in comics or on video games.
Because if you think about the whole, what we just talked about the Capcom collection and stuff, people was excited to see Cyclops back. Because after X-Men versus Street Fighter, and I think it was Marvel versus Street Fighter, and they did Marvel versus Capcom, the X-Men just got phased out.
Yeah, I mean, in the time that you're referring to, he was competing with Wolverine. I would say Wolverine is a lot more popular than Cyclops, but that was his competition, and it's kind of not fair for him. But now, you know, as Wolverine, he's more solidified and dying down a little bit. Cyclops, now he's got his time to shine, and they should go ahead and shoot on that.
Storm is going up there. At least in the comic book, she's been getting popularity. Actually, she's like really one of the only characters that's never died in comic books, so... I'm hyped.
Really?
Really, yeah.
I didn't know that.
They'd be trying to give Storm her respect unless she's with the T'Challa, the Black Panther. Then they want to trash on it, but that's okay.
It's not like you got some hidden beef with that, man.
It's not hidden. It's very vocal and loud. I have extreme beef with it because I've always said it. I always said this. If you look at Susan Storm and Mr. Fantastic, their relationship, they've been through everything. She basically cheated on Mr. Fantastic with Namor. She almost did with Black Panther. They had a falling out with Civil War, and they had to get their marriage back on track. With Black Panther and Storm, they couldn't survive basic stuff. And it was just like, come on. And then they had this weird writing with T'Challa where he had basically said on the community because it LGBTQ, but I'm not hating on community. I'm just hating on the writing because randomly you're saying this person that's part of the community. T'Challa, I guess, was in love with, I don't know what they was trying to imply, but it was just like, y'all built up this relationship just to take it away after a year. That's my issue. And if y'all actually read those comics, and I'm probably going to start posting those comics, actually, those were some of the best T'Challa comics. They're really well written for both characters. So it's like a weird sentiment. Not only that, I'm going to say these two last points. Susan Storm and Mr. Fantastic, they have a child, Franklin Richards, one of the strongest mutants in the world, who had the power to rewrite reality because he's the creator of Heroes Reborn. So it wouldn't even surprise me in Marvel Cinematic Universe if they did something like that. Black Panther and Storm's child, basic. I'm like, come on, man. You can't have a mega level mutant and the king of Wakanda and their child be weak. That's why beef well.
Why? But it don't matter. Like, he was a regular person that got powers from a herb, and she was born a mega level mutant.
I'm gonna give you that. I ain't about to debate that.
Because I'm like,
no, I could, but I don't feel like I don't got the energy for that.
The fact of the matter is, you just mad at the fact that Reed and Susan Storm worked shit out, and they got all this, and Storm and Black Panther didn't.
Yeah, so with the terrible writing, because for whatever
that makes it terrible writing, because they didn't get the same thing that
it, yes,
Sue Storm.
I'm saying it's a terrible writing because when y'all read the comic, you can see that some of what was going on did not make sense at all, because especially when you build up the relationship. So the one writer builds up the relationship, the other writer takes it away. Then the other writer tries to build it back up, and then the other writer permanently takes it away. Like, the assassination of T'Challa's character was poor. It was terrible. But they did the Ultimate Universe, and they're trying to set things right, I guess. But overall, when you look at the other two characters, like Susan Storm and Mr. Fantastic, yeah, they are... Basically, they were well written. It was better writing than with Storm and T'Challa. That's all I'm saying. But that's normal. It's always for the one group, it's better writing. For the other group, it's not. It's poor.
I see what you're saying. So you're upset with just, and when you dumb it down, the writing of T'Challa and Storm versus Susan and Mr. Fantastic.
Yes.
Okay. I mean, got the black couple and the white couple, which, hey.
But at the end of the day, it still can be an opinion, even though, like, if you say that, you got to compare other marriages in the Marvel universes. Then
I have. If you look at Scarlet Witch and I hate that relationship too, but Vision, that's
so. But I'm about to say, like, you really can't compare, because it's like, so you want every couple in comics to have equal opportunity or the same level of stuff?
No, okay. So what I'm basically saying is that for that example of Scarlet Witch and because I've said this to my uncle, so I'm gonna say it in public: machines, animals, whatever, get more play than a black character, is what I'm saying. And the only time a black character can have a solid relationship if is with a non-black person. So like Luke Cage and Jessica Jones' relationship is a strong relationship. But if Luke Cage was with a black woman, it would have been a failed relationship.
I get that, but the thing is they're right there. Hey, that's their writing. They write what they want to tell. So, to me, it's like that's being salty about something that you already knew that wasn't gonna happen.
I'm saying that, but basically, what I was saying was that's why I was saying it was just bad writing. You know, as a fan of comics, you know, you want good writing. Like, if the relationship fails, that's fine, but when you how you write it is what matters, because that's how we love these characters. You know, if you write a good hero, but if you write a hero but they have terrible villains, you're not going to care about that hero. But when you have a hero and he has good villains, that's when we care about the hero. That's the same thing I'm saying about the relationships, the writing.
I can argue that and just say One Punch Man and just keep it moving, because none of his villains are good and they still like it.
Yeah, but One Punch Man is like a parody. It's not supposed to be taken serious, so everybody knows that.
Okay, but I'm just saying that for story purposes, because you keep saying it's a bad story because a certain perspective that you don't like makes the writing bad.
Yeah, but shonen, I'm just saying like Japanese manga and, you know, American
comics. They got usual tropes in it, so yeah.
There is a little different in that perspective. For example, My Hero, if you look at My Hero, they only used the League of Villains. That was mostly throughout the whole show. It was the same two villains, the League of Villains, and they may have added the Yakuza here and there. But main bad guy was all.
I ain't trying to talk about My Hero no more, for real.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, if you look at My Hero, but if you look at something like Spider-Man, even though they do use the same villains,
like,
they always rotate them from Kraven, then they may add a new villain, like Mr. Negative or something. That's all I'm saying.
I'm gonna just go in and say to the original thing, the only romance that they need to be doing for real, that they need to be focusing on, is heroes like Spider-Man and Mary Jane. Like, those are iconic couples that they could make a story around. They don't need to be making these random couple stories with random heroes. That I don't feel like they need to be doing that.
That's I agree with you on that. I didn't like how they handled.
Like, I'm okay with like I'm Mary okay Jane with like a Mary Jane or like a Gwen. Like, those are iconic superhero relationships. But I mean, Mary Jane ain't a superhero, but you know what I mean. Like,
I mean, no, she is. Yeah, she is a superhero.
Is she?
She's a superhero now. But I'm saying, what like you said, Deb, I didn't like how they handled that because the way they handled that was poor. You know, they took it away.
At this point, I honestly don't want to see no kind of relationship be the main focus on no kind of show whatsoever.
Okay, I agree. But I just want to say it's only okay with probably Spider-Man at this point.
Like, I would say Superman.
That's the only person I can think of. Superman. Okay, cool.
Yeah, Superman.
He's another one you could add in there just to give DC some love.
I'm just being real. I'm just tired of the relationship. That shit of the storytelling, just leave it out, man. Let they had a personal time off screen.
I agree. I like that.
Like, for real.
Give them time off screen.
Because, bro.
Keep them having their little girl, their little damsel or whatever, but like, keep that over there and let us see the main focus.
Because, like, that shit get to the point where, like, that becomes the main focus and then everything else. Long story short, I'm cool. I'm cool.
Yeah, I'm cool too.
I mean, you're basically saying you don't want, like, okay, you don't mind the humanity part, but
don't dwell on it. Like,
right, don't just focus on it or
hey, cool. Like, focus on other shit. Like, they got their personal time. We don't need to see that. Like, we get it.
Perfectly said.
But man, before we get up out of here soon, man. That Black Ops beta is back,
man.
And for the few that played it, I'm leaning towards I'm cool on it.
I have a love hate relationship with this beta right now.
Like, it's just like the weapons inconsistency in the Omni movement shit. Nah,
mess with the Omni movement, man.
Like the gun, the time to kill is inconsistent. It's times I got killed one bullet, two bullet, four bullets.
Okay, I can agree with that to a certain extent.
They make sense backwards. Like, submachine guns dominant on there, and sniper rifles OP, and the maps is like
short.
Really.
The maps I noticed.
And the spawn's broken. I know it's a beta, but there's no way that as soon as I spawn, nobody should be running into me after they just got spawned. There's no fucking way.
I know it. Okay, because I know what map you're talking about. You're talking about like that one like jungle S type map, bro.
Yep, with the trains. And then the ruins looking thing.
The ruins. Oh, that's the worst one. That's the worst one. There's this little room, and it's in the corner of the map. It's like a little cube. It's like the only room that's got like a, it's enclosed. And right when you spawn in, motherfuckers is running in on you, spawning in. I'm like, y'all serious right now? I'm spawning in, getting gunned down. I'm like, okay, this is like shit, man.
I just don't understand it. Like,
I hate you, like, bro. Like,
I just don't understand it because, like, we've been here before and y'all corrected the situation and y'all just fuck up and go backwards. I
would like to say that I enjoy the Omni movement, but the time to kill is fucking up the Omni movement because
inconsistent.
It's inconsistent. If I do go and dive and, like, you know, do a stupid, like, you know, backwards dive and start gunning on somebody, it's going to take my whole clip. And sometimes it don't, but sometimes it do. And I'm like, if y'all going to have this in there, I'm like, I'm going to be on the ground looking stupid, shooting at somebody. They look, they turn around, just gun me down, bro. I didn't hit them 5 times. They hit me 2 times. I'm like, bro.
Yeah. Like, I don't like the fact that assault rifles is weaker than subs.
And I've noticed that too. Like, it takes like 10 AR shots to take somebody down. Well, somebody could be across the map with a submachine gun, drill you in about 4 or 5 shots. Your AR is not going to do that.
And then you get shot with a shotgun, your body getting ragged out across the damn board. Like, damn, is this advanced warfare or is this fucking, this would be 91 on this Black Ops? Like, when did the firepower get like this?
I know, bro. But I am also loving it because that Omni movement is really fun. I will say I personally like the Omni movement. They got the mosh pit thing going on. So all these maps I got going on right now are super small to medium size maps. And
they gonna get to them big ones real soon.
Yeah, I wanna see the big ones later.
I don't know about the big ones though. Oh.
Yo. Y'all boys wild.
And, anyway, when we get to the big maps, you'll probably see a difference, but the problem is if the snipers are OP, that's gonna be sniper heaven. And I hate sniper heaven because you gotta be ducking and dodging and rolling and all, like, dude.
I'm just like, at what point y'all should have the wrong things hammered down and out of the way every new game? There's no way we should be able to tell you that your fucking spawn is fucked up.
Yeah. That was really upsetting me. There's a couple times I went to throw my controller just because of the simple fact that I'm spawning in this room about 3-4 times in a row and the same motherfucker's just sitting outside of it.
And then, like, I say this every Call of Duty, man. It's almost like they don't want you to have kill streaks. Like, I had 12 kills and going, and they just kept spawning them on me. Like, I'm seeing them. I was playing by myself. I was throttling these mugs, and I had my 12th kill, and I started noticing they started spawning around me. And I'm like, my team is over here. It's majority of us over here. It's not, remember how you used to, if you more your team over here, then spawn over there? Nah, they spawn in any fucking where.
Yeah.
I think if you're saying that, I think they are trying to make it harder for people to get kill streaks so that way, people won't be just dominating. But if, I guess, when people still skilled enough, they still dominate. But I think they are trying to make it harder, you know, and they're trying to make it more user friendly.
Yeah. I think what I have noticed though is they're kind of cutting back down to the basics a little bit more than even Modern Warfare 3 Remastered. I'm seeing you're earning your you know how Modern Warfare 3 you had to do to earn like certain attachments and stuff, you had to complete challenges. Well, I think they're doing it back to level based, so like you hit a certain level and you'll unlock your attachment.
Yeah, that
shit. Instead of having to complete challenges, which I like.
Dude, but I hate they got 37 levels, dude.
What, for the beta?
Dude, the shotgun had 37 levels, bro.
Wonder if that stuff carries over when the game actually come out. It probably does.
I think it does.
I was just sitting here looking, just like, the rapid fire shooting with the shotgun. I look, and it said unlock at 37. I'm like, nah. And it's like they want to stop the people using shotguns too.
No, you a shotgun. You love your shotguns, bro. I know that.
Yeah, man. I was, when we was playing today, I was tearing them up. But it's just like, dude, like, what? What is this nasty work going on?
We'll see when that game drop. We'll see. I think they better take some of that that kill time down, because them an AR shouldn't kill slower than a SMG from long range.
No.
I remember shooting somebody they had about 4 or 5 times before they die. I'm like, dude, why it took so many shots today?
Yeah, and then if I get my headshot, it's like, that's making me upset. I'll be getting my headshots about 4 or 5 of them. It's like, how you survive 4 or 5 headshots anyway?
Yeah. I know the season of the games, man. We got a lot to play. I still ain't finished Wukong. 2K just dropped. I got Warhammer for tomorrow. Then Capcom Thursday. Yep.
SNK. I actually like Street Fighter 6 just because Terry's going to be in it.
He's already.
Man, I'm about to grab that.
I just want to play as Terry and then I'll probably stop.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah,
you don't want it on the fighting games.
Man, you call Brian, no gaming news. How you gonna beat somebody else, but you don't be in the lab or practicing?
If I can have a motivation to be in a lab, I'll be in a lab. Most of the time, I'll never have a motivation to be in a lab.
You just can't.
You don't want to be in that for real. You don't want the smoke, is what it is.
Yeah, what the smoke?
Yeah, okay.
You don't play games.
Okay. All I'm
you said it yourself. You said it yourself. You don't play the game enough.
Smoke. That's what it is.
Yeah, I said that, but I said I need a motivation too. I just said if I have a
motivation. We ain't about to give it to you.
He's giving it to me because he keep talking crazy. Oh, hey, wow. Yo. Oh my God. Hey,
yo, pause? Question mark?
He was doing what?
Dude.
Listen.
Oh my God.
Your motivation now has to be better than me at least, because
if you're
better than me, that means you're better than Sean.
I'm always better than Sean. There ain't nothing new.
Yeah, we got documented footage. We got documented footage of you choking several times, fighting me in fighting games.
One of them, it was the game. This whole glitch fest in Smash, and you know what I'm talking about. When you was, I think it was Lucario, did a whole glitch fest that killed me, and I'm like, dude, I had you on the ropes.
Glitch fest is crazy.
Hey, it was a win to me.
I had you on the ropes.
I ran. He threw it. And then the ball started going forward. It got stuck in the ground and moved forward. And then it hit me. And I'm like, what just happened? That's why he's laughing. And then I died. It was like, game. I'm like, oh.
I was like,
yes.
Can't see me, man.
Yeah, it is what it is.
Of course he says that because he won.
And I gave him, and one time when me, him, and Smitty was fighting, I had my boy Kazuya. That boy Brian would try to jump on the stage. I was like, That boy went straight down.
Not the spot.
You talking about when I went through the board or something? Oh, yeah. Okay. It's like, what this dude got? Phasing abilities now?
Phasing. Y'all boys got anything to say before we get up out of here?
Nope.
I think we covered it all, brother.
Oh, yes, I do. I just want to say, for the world to know, it is B New, a.k.a. Indica Flowers, number one fan.
Don't worry, folks. I'm adding that out. Yeah. But nah, man.
Okay.
Man, we back for a swing. Real Ninja Reviews, man. We out.
Peace.
Nah, I'm just playing. Let me do the Sean.